It's the next day. Good morning and welcome to The Naked Englishman on the 19th of May. The next day from the day I did one of these before. 2025 and 7:30 in the morning on what promises to be a nice day but grey at the moment. It seems warmish. I've just put the washing machine on for I need to do some extra washing. There is washing in the kitchenian that needs to be taken off the kitchen line, not the Enidian line, the kitchen line, or indeed, what was the other one, the one in the war? Oh, that one's still damp, better put that up still for a further few minutes. The Siegfried line, do you remember the Siegfried line? Not really. Anyway, the Thin Blue line, I think that was, I never watched the Thin Blue line as it happens. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm just getting some washing folded up here in the kitchen. Julia and I are off later today to a Barbara O'Neill function up in Cheshire. Cheshire, because I'm emceeing. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara O'Neill! All that sort of malarkey. So we are going to have to pack our bags. So there probably won't be any Naked Englishmen for a few days. I apologise for that. I don't have on my laptop the FTP program to do it. And I'm on Linux on my laptop. So, which probably means nothing to many of you. Maybe something to some of you. These bloody Riverford boxes. I haven't been able to order any Riverford food because we're going to be away next week, so I can't get shot of those boxes. A lady came round yesterday saying, I know you're going to the Barbara O'Neill, would you mind taking my book and getting it signed by Barbara O'Neill? I said, of course, I'll get it signed. Dear Richard, thank you for all your efforts. Barbara, and she said, no, could you make it out to me? I said, yes, of course. So I mustn't forget that. And I've been sorting out some bits of clothes. Yesterday was a funny old day. I caught up with... I did this chapter on my book, which I had read penned. And I had so many little bits that were wrong and bits that need rewriting. And then I had to transpose it to the computer. And, it's so... Some days it's so tedious, I think, because it's a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. Going, where's this line? And you get a bit boss-eyed looking at the text of the book with red lines and then flicking your eye to the text on the screen and trying to find the same words that you've just been looking at and then putting in a comma or a the or taking off an and whatever, you know. Whatever. Any number of many things, exactly. So, a couple of my shirts that I've got to take have... Oh, this is what it is. It's a sock.
Yeah.
It's a sock, sorry.
it's a foot knicker, actually.
It's a foot knicker.
Did the washing machine go on?
Yes. Okay. Did you find more?
Yeah, there's one thing, but don't worry. I can hand wash it if I really need to.
I need to find something to put my little selection of cufflinks, because the shirts I'm taking... Oh, now I need to find the cufflink because I just dropped the bloody thing on the floor. I need a little travelling bag. One thing I don't really have is a travelling bag, you know, for bits and pieces. Like toothbrushes. Used to have one of those wash bags. I haven't got one anymore. Oh, my ribs are hurting this morning. I need to stretch my body out. Stand to the full height for a change, all 7'8".
Beefcake, you.
Yes. Right, I need to put these in a safe place. I know, I've got tobacco tins everywhere. I've got tobacco tins. I was going to sort a tobacco tin and, you know, this is the thing. You go, oh yeah, I need to put that in something. I've got all these tobacco tins doing nothing and not being thrown away. Not trying to be a hoarder, but thinking, oh, they'll come in useful. And ding! there is a use for them. So that's very good. Now the question is, I want one that doesn't have all the nasties written on it. Irish mixture. That'll do. Oh, it's a bit sticky. Rainy day. Now that's got... Oh, Irish mixture will be the one. Right. Clean it out. Right. So, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with different colours in. Cufflinks. So that's another little thing. So this morning is going to be a little bit of this sort of getting stuff ready. I need stage wear and I need non-stage wear because I'm emceeing. You see, I've got I need waistcoats for the stage and waistcoats just to relax in at a hotel. It's in Cheshire. Did I say that? I think I did. It's in Cheshire. But the thing is, I'm not quite sure what part of Cheshire it's in. Julia says it's somewhere to the west. I can't even remember the name of the place. I have to look that up a little later on. So that's what we're going to be doing. And probably need to take a book. We were reading Post of Honour yesterday, which is the second book in the series of this saga that R.F. Delderfield has been writing, or has written, of course. And there was a bit of some of the characters in the first book who we get to know and love. In the second book, we find out they go to war. In the First World War, they sign up very quickly. And it's very sad because some of them who are known as, you know, characters are killed. And, well, I won't tell you which ones, of course, but because you may want to read it. And Julia was in tears. She was emotionally attached to these non-existent characters. And that's fascinating, isn't it, that people can have that real visceral reaction. I think I need a jumper because it's not as warm as it was. But it was very sad. So we better take that. I've nearly finished God is an Englishman. I'm reading that at the same time. I didn't realise that that is actually also another saga. I.e. another series. I think there's two or three more books of that trilogy. He did like that. And he died quite young. I think he died at 60. He died 61 or 64, around about my age. I wonder why. Anyway, somebody, I can't remember her name, has written a autobiography in 2007 about him, and I've found it on some website, so I've ordered it. So that'll be interesting. I'd like to find out. What I want to find out, really, I suppose, because I'm writing my books, I want to find out how long it took them to write their books. I mean, I don't suppose he's just sat there going through every comma and every grammatical error himself. He probably, once he's been published, has got somebody doing all that lot for him, and why wouldn't you, sort of thing, which would be very good. But of course, when you're self-publishing and there's nobody else doing it, I kind of really need somebody who knows what they're doing on that front, just to sort of tart it up, because it's so tedious. It's just so tedious. And it's not creative. And, you know, I'm keen to write, but it'll put you off when you're doing it. You'll go, oh, I can't cope. I can't cope with this flicking one eye from the book to the other and all of that. I really need someone to do it for me, but I can't pay anybody, so... Well, Julia just said there she'd do it for me, but she hasn't got time. She hasn't even read the book yet. Yes, I know, but you've got kids and they take up your time and that's just distraction. You need somebody who can focus.
You manifest more of that, I think.
No, I'm not manifesting more children. Don't you worry about that.
Same out with that, right?
No, but we don't have time when we're together. And when you're not together, you're looking after the kids, and that's a full-on job, isn't it? You haven't got 3 or 4 hours a day to pore over the book and sort out.
Yeah, we'll do when we got a new place, but
One's got to be realistic. I know you want to help. I know you want to do it, and I would love you to do it. But it's the, you know, you had trouble with the Bible for the Biggleswick. That's not quite finished. So I'm not blaming you at all. I'm just saying circumstances are, you know, beyond our control at the moment. That's not me belittling you.
Mm-hmm.
But we all think we can manage more than we can. I'm...
Ooh, yeah.
What?
You're good at that one.
We're trying to manage things that...
You push yourself a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. You're good at doing the thing that you said... Yeah.
Trying to achieve things that we may not be able to do.
Taking on more than you can chew sometimes.
Yes.
Although you make a bloody good go at it.
I do try my best. I do try to say yes to most things, although recently a couple of things I've just said no to because, you know, one can't do it.
Yeah. Well, like this weekend, it was supposed to be empty before we go away, because otherwise that would have been a 9-4 days. But thankfully, you managed to knock the Sunday off and rearrange the Sunday one, wasn't it?
Yes, I had to do the Exeter one. Right, do you want another drink or anything?
Don't worry, I'll do it myself when I come down. Thank you, my love.
Okay, no worries. Right, so today, yes, I probably won't do much longer because I've got to go and try and get a video done before we head off. And so, of course, there won't be very many videos in the next week or so. People will think I've died. But last time, the cat's at the window. Last time I did do a couple on my phone, but this time I will take my camera. So that's going to be organised. In you come then. All right, Puss, I'll feed you in a minute.
Meow, meow, feed me now.
All right,
all right.
Keep your hair, horse hair on.
Right,
we've got some oink for you. Oink. Do you want some oink?
Oink, oink.
Somewhere in the kitchen, I'm looking, is your silver tray. Oh, here it is in the washing. Your little cat bowl thing. It's a stainless steel cat bowl. Very nice. For a cat. And somewhere here is a pair of scissors. Give us the scissors! Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a terribly serious episode, this one, of the nude dude. You've got a nice lump of jelly in this one. Do you like jelly? Jelly wobble! Here it comes. There you go, look. Billy is coming in. Unless he has another hemorrhage, of course. Seizure, rather. He's coming in. Don't you want it? Look, it's there, you fathead. Doesn't like it. He wants the treats, but I'm not giving him the treats. He has this ruse. He just goes out and comes back in and goes, give me some treats. No, not if you're going to play that game. Anyway, yeah, Billy's coming in to feed the cat. He's going to let the cat out in the day and then bring him back in the evening and what have you. Feed the cat. So Billy will be in and out. He'll be checking the post and making sure the house doesn't burn down and making sure the cat doesn't cause too much raucous problems. So that's good. Oh, I need to turn the internet on. That's another thing. I'll need to sort out my pipes. Take my pipes and some tobacco for a smoking. I don't suppose Barbara O'Neill will be too happy, but I don't think she knows that nicotine is actually good for you. And that we have nicotine receptors. He probably doesn't listen to Dr. Brian Ardis and others, and she may not be aware of the flawed tests. So, you know, that's the only thing I would say with Barbara, is she's very good on the health side of things, but I don't know how awake she is to everything else. She's probably just so busy that she's not really aware of everything else. So she's aware of certain things. I imagine she's aware of the toxins in the water and in the air, but probably not really too much knowledge about ye olde bloodline families and things like that. And if she is, she doesn't talk about it anyway. But so, yes, sort out some pipes, some clothes, some reading matter. We're on the go in the day, all day, mostly, getting people in, doing the emceeing, getting people out, being spoken to by loads of people. There's not much time. And then in the evening, well, by the time you've found somewhere to eat in the restaurant, quite knackered. So take in a reading book or reading books. I will take some writing implements. It's always nice to have something like that to do as well. But probably won't get any quiet time, really. And we'll come back absolutely exhausted, I'm sure. But it will be rewarding, hopefully. Anyway, we were going to do that. So thank you very much for listening. It's very kind of you to tune in, if you did. And I will... we don't get paid, really, as such in this. We do get some food out of it. So I keep saying yes to all these things where there's not really any money, which is a bit of a bloody shame, really. Anyway, never mind. Surviving on fumes at the moment. Hopefully things will pick up. Until next time, thanks for listening, and take care. Toodle-pip.